Welcome to the Children, Families, and Relationship Change Your World Virtual Summit, brought to you today by the Public Speakers Association. I am Tanya Hoffman, and I am the CEO and founder of the Public Speakers Association. And I want to give you some great information today on how to build relationships that will help propel you into the future, that will create momentum, money, and connections. Because I don't know anyone who has ever been super successful without building relationships. And you have to decide kind of from the get-go, what kind of relationships do you want to build? So there's different types. There's personality types. There's men-women. There's diversity, you know, or non-diversity. There's age groups, right? So there's lots of things that you need to think through when you start building your kind of database of connections. Because one of the things you have to really think about is that when you connect with somebody, especially with someone that you really resonate with, they are going to connect you on, or they should, right? It should be a connection factor. It should be like you threw in that little pebble and that ripple effect starts, which is the exciting part of it, right? You just never know where that ripple is going to hit something. So you've got to make sure that that ripple is going in the right direction, or you're going to end up with a group of people that you're like, really, how did I get into this group? And it hits you like a brick sometimes when you walk into a room and you realize that your database, the people that you've building your relationships with, both clients and not clients, is the wrong one. It is hard to undo that. So what usually happens is people usually gravitate to the comfortable. And just because it's comfortable does not mean it's the right group. Because a lot of times, uncomfortableness is where you want to push yourself. Because I see it all the time that people don't grow because they're hanging around people that aren't growing. Or they never have money because they're hanging around people who never have money. Or maybe they're hanging around people with very negative mindsets or that aren't connectors. They're kind of me, me, me type of people. Again, if those are the people that you feel are that you really fit and that's what you want your group to be, well, then don't complain about it. Because I see people all the time. They're in that group, but they love complaining about that group. Okay? So today was a perfect example. Or I guess it was yesterday. It doesn't matter. So I had an opportunity to talk to someone who has a very large database and a lot of connections. And we had been playing phone tag back and forth trying to get in touch with one another. And we finally got it on our calendars, and I called her. It was about a five-minute conversation. Now, you know, if you've ever talked to me, you know a five-minute conversation means that I don't want you in my database. And really, I don't have to worry about her listening to this because I could tell it just wasn't really working. And you feel that with some people. You just, there's nothing that you say that will help that situation because there's just no connectivity. There's nothing there that makes you go, oh my gosh, this person feels like my missing sister or my missing brother, right? So it is important to connect with people. Now, it's okay if you've got butterflies because that person in your eyes may seem like they're someone special, right? or someone with more money than you, or whatever the situation is, that is very different than someone when you're talking to them, your gut's going, run, run, right? The dinosaur is coming. So our conversation was really very quick because everything that I said, she negated. Because I pretty much was saying, who, you know, because she asked, who's my perfect target market? And I said, I'm really looking for people that are givers, that are collaborators, that are connectors. And she said, no, well, I'll take all the other people because I want anybody who's just has big connections, who has that wow power. And to me, that doesn't do me any good because those people I don't connect with. Those people that it's all about them and who they are and who they are and who they are, right? They have, that's the only thing that matters. Instead of someone that has their hand open, shaking it, versus their hand open, wanting something. Okay. So it is good. I had a conversation with her. My husband was like, oh, gosh, you probably could have skipped that. I'm like, no, not really. I wouldn't have known who she was and what her focus is. You have to get to know if people are the right people or not. So when you look at your connection factor, are you pushing yourself into new arenas? Because sometimes you may think, well, I probably don't fit that arena. Okay, well, did you even try? Because I put myself in all kinds of places where I'm the, you know, oddball out in the whole bunch. And sometimes I just find that, oh, my gosh, you know, I went to a group that was all Haitians, you know. Oh, my gosh, I had such a blast. Well, I wouldn't have known that I fit in with a whole bunch of Haitians until I got there, right? And then there's some groups that you just show up and just nothing happens. Same thing with conversations. So the way that you connect with people with great influence, with that have large connection factors, because that really is the play. That's where you need to develop into what you're wanting to do, right? How to grow your business is through connections. So you want people that are players. You want people that play in the same sandbox. Y'all are going to build the castle together. They don't have a gated community sandbox, okay? Because you might, they might let you in, but you got to leave at the end of the day. Or you can look at their sandbox, but don't come in, okay? So that, for me, I don't want those people. I don't. That's not the people I want to play with. I want people that are like, come on, Tanya, come jump in. Let's build the sandbox. Let's build the biggest castle we can build together. And let's be happy when your sandbox, when your castle looks great. I'm going to be happy for you. Those are the type of people I resonate with. So, again, you have to figure out who do you resonate with. And it's okay. You may not resonate with those people. Some people, you know, want to be around huggy, you know, people that, you know, just love on each other. And then other people are like, okay, back off a little bit. You've got to figure out what that play is and who works for you and your business. Now, the way that you get a big person, we'll call them a big person, somebody that you really want to connect with. How do you get them to go, wow? How do you get them on the phone? How do you get an appointment with them? How do you have coffee or lunch with them? It's called the ask. And why is it called the ask? Because you have to ask them. I mean, most people you can get a hold of. And most people will have coffee, will have a phone chat. Now, it may be just a few minutes. So you have to look at it. It's okay that they're like, okay, well, I could, you know, set aside 10 minutes. Fantastic. Let's do it. Let's jump on the phone. You know, so look at asking. Most people are flattered that you want to get connected to them. And most people love helping. Another thing you do is you give influence. So how do you do that? So say you just get started. You're just starting off as a speaker. You just started off as a new entrepreneur. Whatever it is, you're just getting going on all of this. How do you give influence? How do you be a giver? Because most people, what I get is, but Tanya, I have no way of helping you. I don't know anybody. Oh, sure you do. And it doesn't take much. So the first thing you have to do is look around locally and just talk around. Talk around in the networking groups and find a couple people that are the wow people. Most people call them the networking queens or the networking kings of whatever city they're in. Okay, these are people that know a lot of people. And those are the first people that you take to lunch. Or you take and buy them a cup of coffee. Okay, spend $5 on them. And now you have a connection. So when you talk to somebody, you're like, oh my gosh, you know, you need to know Susie. Oh my gosh, she's the networking queen of this city. She knows everyone. She'd be huge for you to know. So what did it just do? It elevated Susie. So Susie loves you, right? Because you just elevated her. And then it showed that you're incredibly connected. So it also, at the same time, elevated you too. It does two things at the same time. And third thing that it does is that person you just gifted that connection. So the gift of connection is like giving someone gold. And they appreciate it. If they're savvy, they'll appreciate it. Okay? Now, another way is, it's a simple way, is it's called an email intro, an email introduction. So I do a lot of email introductions, especially because I'm talking to people that, you know, it's all over the world. So I want to connect people who want to be connected any place. So you have to look at your business and say, am I just local? Well, then you want to make sure that you're playing locally. Maybe it's statewide. Maybe it's nationally. Maybe it's internationally. So whichever it is, you've got to figure out how you're going to connect with people on those levels. And obviously, it's always easier to do things locally than internationally. But it really isn't much different. So if you're known for the email intros and connecting people, you're going to get really known really quickly. So you put together your top five, and you just build from there. So you just start in your Rolodex on your phone or whatever you call it, your contacts list, showing my age a little bit. So you're putting them into your contacts. So you're sitting down with somebody or talking to them on the phone, and it's your job to figure out who you're going to connect that person to. Shoot, it may be all five people. Because maybe this is the person you really want to impress. Or it could just be one really solid connection because it just fits. Obviously, you all know who I am. right? Tanya Hoffman, the CEO and founder of the Public Speakers Association. So you can put me in your phone. Do you know Tanya Hoffman? Oh my gosh, I can't believe you don't know Tanya. But really, if you're connected to me, then you have my cell phone number. You've got my office number. You've got my email address. You can do that. I've got a guy that I have never met him. I have never talked to him. And he keeps sending me people. And so suddenly I was like, you know, I don't even know who this is. And so I reached out to him and we had a great conversation. So if you also want to get into someone that maybe not, you know, it's a little bit higher player and you're like, I need to get this person to even look my direction. That's another way you could do it. Social media, you could also do it that way too. You know, you can connect people. But make sure that the connection makes sense, you know, because you don't want to waste people's time. But most connections are good connections, and most people love that. And that is the solid way you grow your business fast. If you're a speaker or an emerging speaker, it is the fastest way to get booked, because it's all about who you know, not what you know. And I tell that to so many people, and I cannot tell you how many people don't do it. They just don't. For whatever their reason, they stay behind their computer and they hide. They stay in their house and they hide. Get out, get connected, have fabulous time, and give influence. Give connection. It's a huge gift to you, the person you're connecting, and to the person you're connecting them to. So it's a three-way win. Three-way win. I mean, how often does that happen in anything where everybody wins? Yeah, and sometimes, you know, I connected two fabulous ladies. Oh, my gosh. Both of them are amazing. And I found out later that they did not hit it off. They could not stand each other. I would have never guessed that in a million years. But that's not my fault or my problem even, right? They still appreciated the act. They just found out that they just didn't connect. And it's okay. So you're not responsible for what happens. Now, there's some people that I kind of warn people about. Okay, this person has a AAA personality, and you're either going to love them or hate them. So, you know, you can warn people. But, I mean, that's just true with anybody, though. There's just the people that people love, and there's going to be some people that they don't. It's people who love me, and people are like, oh, Tanya. But it's okay. I don't like those people either, so it's all right. So, yeah, just do it. Just reach out and say hello to somebody. And then don't ask them how you can help them. I mean, you can ask that, but it's so annoying to me. Oh, Tanya, I'm so glad to meet you. So how can I help you? Well, I don't know. I don't even know you. How would I know how you could help me? It feels very disingenuous when you say that to somebody, because you're asking them to work, trying to figure out how you could help them, because then they feel bad if they don't ask, you know, and don't give you an answer. So I stopped that a long time ago. I remember someone was like, oh, Tanya, you got to tell people how you can, you know, ask them, you know, how you can help them. And so the first couple times, I was like, well, that doesn't make any sense. I'm asking them before they even know anything about me. So that's when I switched. If you're part of a group, so say you're part of a networking group or Chamber of Commerce or the Public Speakers Association or, you know, an association or something like that, that's another gift you can give people, because it's all about gifting people. So you're gifting them connections. So a lot of times people just don't even know about local opportunities, even events that you want them to know about. Well, what is it and how can they get connected into that? So gifting them networking opportunities is huge. They really appreciate it. And I do it all the time without expecting something back. And this is what gets a lot of people, is they start keeping tally. Well, I have sent 10 connections, and, you know, Johnny has not sent me any. I'm going to stop sending things to Johnny. But, oh my goodness, Susie is just like on fire. She's sending me people, but I just don't have anyone to send to Susie. Okay, so there's going to be people that just you naturally can connect people to, and other people it's going to be a little bit harder, you know. You know, there might be a loan officer. Well, you know, how often do I need to send someone to a loan officer? But if I could connect him to a realtor, then that probably would be a great connection, even though I can't particularly help him out by sending people to him. But I can send people that would be great connections like that. So sometimes it takes a little finagling in your brain to figure out how you can help somebody. And then there's some people that are just good at connecting and others that just aren't. And I just do. But I tell you, I have got some major players and they've all helped me grow quickly because we're playing together. You know, we've tried to figure out, you know, if I hear about a speaking opportunity I think it would be perfect for them, I send it over to them. Or I connect them to somebody. You know, if you find out about a speaking opportunity and you're a speaker, one of the best ways for you to get booked is by offering to help them find other speakers they can book. So get a short list of other speakers, especially those that are kind of in the same genre as you, because that's usually who you're going to be talking to anyways. And then once you're booked, ask the person, and even if you're just filling out a form, you could put in that in a little notes. Usually there's a little note section saying, hey, if you need other speakers, I would love to help. I'd love to connect you. So, you know, you start building a repertoire, and then you get a repertoire of people that you start agreeing when they find something they'll send to you and vice versa. Because it's all about building relationships, which is what this summit's all about. You've got to build real relationships. You know, people, you know, jump and they like, oh, Tanya, this is who I am. This is what I talk about. You know, send people my way. Well, okay, I will. I'll try. But I don't get to know you. And this is how it's the top of mind type of thing, right? You've got to be top of mind. So you got to hang out with people. If you're going to a conference, well, A, you should be going to conferences. And hanging out with people at conferences is the fastest way to build relationships and actually get booked to speak. Because that's what people do at those things, is they're all there to get booked and to talk to each other about getting booked, all right? So you hang out in the hallway or you go to the bar afterwards or you hang out with the speakers and you don't go to your room. Yeah, you're going to be exhausted, but who cares? That's not what you're there for. You're not there to have vacation. This is work. So jump up and participate. So what I do a lot of times is if I'm going to an event, I'll have my own VIP event at somebody else's event. And then I'll go and I'll find out who the other speakers are who's going to be at that event. So if the person, especially if they're not putting on a VIP event for speakers, you better believe I'm doing that. Is that brilliant? Say yes. Because you're setting yourself up as a leader, as someone that they think they need to know now, because you're orchestrating something for them. Of course they want to know who you are. So it's these things that you're going outside of the box. You're doing things that no one else is doing. And you're giving influence. they don't know you from Adam. Well, now they will. So it's really important to see how do you stand out. Because you can always, you know, if you're doing, so say if you go to an event, well, it's easy enough to message some people. And a lot of times the orchestrators really love it that you want to step up and put together a little, you know, VIP event for the speakers because they really appreciate it. They don't have to do that. They don't have to coordinate another thing. So a lot of times they'll even give you the list of who you need to contact. If they feel a little weird about it, then just do it on your own. You can find anybody on Google. And if they're a speaker and that you can't find them on Google, then they're not a real speaker. Ooh, yes, I said it. If you're a speaker and you cannot be found on Google, then what are you doing? You're hiding. So stop hiding. Now, if you would like more information, I would love to talk to you. We, of course, you can go to publicspeakers.com. And yes, I am in the directory ad system. So you can go to the speaker search and put in Tonya, and that's with an O and a Y, so T-O-N-Y-A. And you can find me there. Now, you can also do lots of different things. You can reach out and say hello to me. And I know every time I offer that, it's amazing how many people don't take me up on it. But again, how am I going to get to know you if I don't get to know you? And if you're a member, do I know you? And if I don't, why not? Another thing is I'm about to launch a Career Speaker Academy. And if you're listening to the recording, it's probably launched. And you can go to beacareerspeaker.com. And if you're listening to this live, it'll be up shortly. But I'm looking for instructors who would like to go out and train. So if you know somebody that loves training people, this is a huge opportunity for them. The minimum they should be making is $40,000 a year, and they better be making a lot more than that. That's just like the minimum. That's like scraping bottom, okay? So I can't stand that people don't make at least $10,000 a month. I just don't understand it. Drives me nuts, though. Anyways, so if you're interested or you know someone who's interested in the instructor program for Career Speaker Academy, I'd love to talk to you about that. So let me give you my number so that you can reach out to me and say hello, and we can get connected even more. So the easiest number is the office number, 512-456-7163. And you can just go to publicspeakersassociation.com, and we have a Contact Us page. Also, Be a Career Speaker also has a Contact Us page. Either way, just get a hold of me. I'd love to talk to you more. Thank you so much for listening today.